From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told supporters he hopes the latest inquiry into Democrat Hillary Clinton's private email server will mean that justice can properly be delivered. Speaking in Golden, Colorado Saturday, Trump said Clinton's corruption and dishonesty tears at the faith people have in their government.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
Scrutiny of Clinton's email practices came back to the fore Friday when Director of the FBI James Comey told Congress that newly discovered emails are pertinent to the case. Comey gave few details and no indication that the newly discovered emails would change the FBI's decision in July not to prosecute Clinton for what he called reckless handling of sensitive emails as Secretary of State. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's campaign is lashing out at the FBI, saying there's no indication that the cache of recently discovered emails is even about her. Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta says that FBI Director James Comey's information is long on innuendo and short on facts. He says there's no evidence of wrongdoing, no charge of wrongdoing, no indication this is even about Hillary. Podesta and campaign manager Robbie Mook are calling on the FBI to release more details involving the inquiry of emails on a device belonging to Anthony Weiner. He's a disgraced former New York congressman who is separated from longtime Clinton aide Huma Abedin. This is VOA News. A new national poll released Saturday morning shows Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's lead over Donald Trump narrowed significantly even before the FBI disclosed it has new evidence about her use of a private email server. The ABC News Washington Post tracking poll shows Clinton clinging to a slim 47-45% lead over Trump among likely voters. That's a dramatic decline from her commanding 50-38% advantage less than a week ago. The latest poll results show that Clinton lost ground with a 2-point lead and are based on 4 nights of interviews that began on Monday, October 24th, and ended Thursday, October 27th, 1 day before the FBI said it had new evidence about Clinton's email server. The previous 4-night tracking poll showed Clinton ahead by 12 points, and it was conducted between October 20th and October 23rd. During the time the two polls were done, Trump gained 7 percentage points, while Clinton lost 3. Icelanders are casting their ballots in a national election Saturday, with the Radical Pirate Party hoping to unseat the center-right government. Polls suggest the Pirate Party is vying with the center-right Independence Party to become the biggest group in the country's parliament. The election was called after the country's former prime minister resigned, following protests that erupted when his offshore financial holdings were revealed in the Panama Papers scandal. Syrian government forces and their allies launched a counteroffensive Saturday under the cover of airstrikes, trying to regain control of areas they lost to insurgents in the northern city of Aleppo. The government had reported it pushed back a large attack on the south and west parts of the city. However, rebels and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group said insurgents had taken control of an entire suburb in the southwestern corner of the city. Syrian rebels continued their efforts Saturday to shake Aleppo from the government siege. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week, using civilians as human shields. However, they said U.S. airstrikes disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. And Iraqi officials said a suicide bomber targeting Shiite pilgrims killed at least 7 people and wounded more than 20 in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State has repeatedly targeted Iraq's Shiite majority. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.